Quenching thirst is a great work of mercy. But giving thirst, bringing thirst to the human soul, is also a work of mercy. And we are told about this unusual expression of mercy in the first reading of today. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the inhabitants of one city shall approach those of another and say, come, let us go to implore the favor of the Lord. And someone else will say, I too will go to seek the Lord. This is thirsting for the Lord. This is seeking Him. This is having the experience of the need of God. And that is a great mercy. You know, with this, it happens the same as with sick people. When someone loses completely his appetite, we know that he's seriously ill. He's seriously sick. He has no hunger. He's never thirsty. The man is about to die. On the contrary, when the person recovers hunger and thirst, we know that he's getting well. Now his health is improving. Now we know he's getting well because now he's hungry, he's thirsty. And we could point to some passages in the Gospels where after healing or even bringing back to life someone, the Lord Jesus Christ says, give her or give him food. Food is an expression of health. Receiving food is an expression that you are and the capacity of bringing new life to your life. Being thirsty for the Lord is a great mercy. And that will happen. That's the promise of the first reading today. Many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem. Which is most amazing about this passage is that Jerusalem was a rather small town in the middle of nowhere, almost in ruins. And the Lord is promising that Jerusalem will be something like the capital of the world, the very center of the nations, the gathering point for everyone. What a big promise! And it was fulfilled. Not exactly in the material way, which was not the most important, but in the spiritual sense, in the spiritual meaning. We all now seek Jerusalem. We all now look forward to gathering at Jerusalem, because we all could repeat what the Apostle St. Paul said once, Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, that's our mother. That's our home. We thank God for the gift of being thirsty. I'm sure if you, my friends, if you are here, if you are hearing the word of the Lord, if you are queuing to receive His body and His blood, it is only because you are hungry and thirsty. And please, do appreciate that. That's a great mercy. That's a big expression of love.